Hello, how are you feeling today? How is your National Day holiday? Did you travel to anywhere? I'm sure you must have enjoyed yourself. As I mentioned in the previous episode, I visited two countries in this year's National Day holiday: United Arab Emirates and Cyprus. Approaching the end of the vacation, one word emerged from my mind: tolerance. So, in this episode, I'm going to talk about it. Before I set my foot on UAE, I had quite a dread for that country because it's heavily religious and I had never been to an Arab country before. Besides, I had heard so many bad stories about how Westerners were put into jail because they were intimate in public area, or they were unaware of Muslim habits and unknowingly offended local Muslims. Also, my friend's parents told me in a quite serious tone that we'd better wear long sleeve shirts and long pants in shopping malls because that's the custom. And also, somehow I got this notion that profanity, I mean swear words like F, are also highly offensive. It's very tricky because if you speak English, it's really hard for you not to utter some swear words. At least it's hard for me. Besides, thanks to Western media bombardment, we tend to have this image of Arab people with a suicide bomb in crowded areas, which is a very silly concern because UAE is a very advanced country and people are generally well educated, so there should be no concern. But during my first stay there, I acted very conservatively, very cautiously, trying all my best not to offend anyone. However, with my friends, I talked quite freely. I mean, I expressed my contempt for Arab people without any reserve. For example, Arab men tend to dress themselves in white robes and stupid headwear, and Arab women dress themselves in black robes, and some of them even covered their face with the only eyes out, looking exactly like a ninja. Since there's no way that women can express themselves in fancy clothes, they tend to spend a lot of time on their facial makeup, like girls put on lavish eyelash and a lot of perfume. So miles away, you can smell the perfume of women. And of course, there's the prayer. Even in the mall, when we were having breakfast in the mall, there's very loud prayer going on. But Muslim people were just doing what they were doing, didn't stop to do the prayer themselves. Of course, I learned later that, the 5-time prayer every day can be done totally on their own schedule, so they don't have to follow the very loud broadcasting prayer in the public space. And then one day we were talking about burkini. It's a new word to me. So we know bikini is the kind of very revealing swimsuit that ladies wear on the beach. So for Muslim women who also want to wear bikini and have fun in the beach, they have to cover themselves, right? So they designed a more conservative bikini that covered most of their body. And we combined two words into one. Burk means idiot and bikini, so it's burkini. And I made fun of that, saying that, well, if God gave you good body, then it's his will that you should show it to others. There should be no reserve at all. And all of a sudden, I realized, something just hit me. I realized how narrow-minded I had been. I thought I was quite mean to make fun of people's dressing habits, because that's not what a well-educated person should be doing. These Muslim people never offended me in any way. Their existence and their choice of living have not caused any inconvenience to my life. So basically, we are parallel. We are just individuals coexisting in this world. They have not interfered with my life. Yet I have been making jokes of their way of living. And that is really mean and narrow-minded. Yes, maybe it's very stupid that they have lots of kids and they worship Allah. They believe in something stupid and they wear absurd clothes. But each and every one of us has something that's laughable in other people's eyes. For example, you might laugh at people who are selfie addicts, right? I saw a guy in the airport, a middle-aged Chinese guy who's quite ugly, seriously taking photo of himself. That's crazy. And also millions of people are phone addicts, constantly glued to our screens. Isn't that laughable? And to a lot of people, vegetarians are a bunch of laughable people because you might think they are hypocrites and immature in mentality because animals don't necessarily have emotions. They are just empathizing with the animals, right? And also, some other laughable traits might be, you know, people who are very passive in relationship. No, they never take the initiative to pursue another person. They're just right there waiting and being tormented. So do you hate all of them? Why bother, you probably think, because that's none of my business. It's the same thing with Islam. Islam is stupid, you might agree with me, but if it's not interfering with your life, if it's not posing any threats or inconveniences to your life, then why should you be so critical, have so much hatred or resentment toward Muslims? Why can't us be more tolerant to them? And also, it occurred to me that how significant Islam is different from Christianity? Well, probably not, because Christians also believe in God. They are blind worshippers of a figure that existed only in that one book, the Holy Bible. And also they believe in the end of the world. They believe in afterlife. And they follow dogmatic doctrines written by multiple people over hundreds of years, simply to govern and rule the grassroots. Christians also believe in a lot of crazy nonsense. Yeah, there are thousands of Christians in Western society. Do you find them all hateful? They might be annoying and crazy in your mind, but that doesn't make them hateful, right? They might be your neighbors, might be one of your family members. So if you can tolerate Christians in your life, why can't we show equal level of tolerance to Muslim people as well? I've been loving you a little too long. Oh, I can't stop now. I think I have to make a distinction between Muslim and Islamist. Muslims are people who believe in Islam, which is the religion that believes Allah is the God and Muhammad is the prophet. And basically, Islam is a quite peaceful religion. It's not that different from Christianity. Some of the differences might be they believe that alcohol should not be drunk, and also you should always cover your body to show your respect for the God. Whereas Islamists are those who believe in violence, who believe in using violence to restore the order of the world. They believe that they have the right to kill people because after death they can enter a happy heavenly afterlife, and that's what matters. So Islamists believe that their killing is endorsed by the God, by Allah. And due to terrorist attacks in recent years, especially ISIS, people across the world tend to have a very negative association with Muslims, because Islamists basically are also Muslims, but they are the more extreme, they're the more radical kind of Muslims. Since common people don't have a clear notion of the distinction between Muslims and Islamists, they tend to see Muslims as violent, as detestable as Islamists, which is exactly what happened to me before my sudden realization. I mean, before that, I had more than contempt for Muslims. In that contempt, there was some taint of hatred. You know, I kind of hated, I was disgusted by the Muslim way of living. It's more than the contempt for people who take a lot of selfies all the time. There is some hatred in it as well. And that, luckily, I realized was very stupid an idea. Following that realization, an important question is, what are the causes of social intolerance? I think a primary reason is people's insecurity. We are very comfortable in environments that we are familiar or identify with. For example, in our daily life, people dress themselves in the same manner, shirts and skirts, jackets and pants. But once you enter a society in which everybody dresses himself or herself with long robes and heavy headwear, then you feel uncomfortable, feel insecure, because looking around, you don't see familiar way of living. You feel like you are the minority. Or even in your own society, when you see someone who dresses himself or herself in a very unconventional way, you sense that this might be a new current that will overwhelm, uproot the current established social customs. So people tend to see unfamiliar things or, you know, new things as a threat to the norms and beliefs that they stick with, which is totally understandable because changes are troublesome. Change means more time will need to be spent adjusting to new norms and beliefs. So very instinctively, people intend to alter the different habits, ideas, or beliefs. I think it's just part of a human nature of conquering. We want to conquer things that are incompatible with us, things that are from a different culture. We want to eat them, so there's no need for us to change. Intolerance to different things is a way to preserve our identity or our species, and it boosts our sense of belonging. We don't have to feel at a disadvantageous position in society. It's group power. But this intolerance to unfamiliar things is a very dangerous notion because it threatens diversity. And diversity is the rule of survival, both culturally and politically. I think it is not a very new notion that monoculture dies very fast. If there's only one breed of banana, then if that banana dies, then there's no more banana in the world. We need diverse kinds of banana to protect the species. Similarly, politically speaking, if there's only one party, one ruling party in the nation, then that party will corrupt. Absolutely no negotiation. If there are two parties at least, then there's competition, and that prevents one party from being the absolute power and then dragging the entire nation down. And also, if everything is standardized, like globalized, if people eat the same kind of fast food, dress themselves in the same brands, how boring this world would be. So we need social tolerance. We need to be more acceptable to new ideas or different ideas, as long as they don't infringe your interests, as long as they are innocuous, then show your tolerance. Don't be a medieval Christian who tried every possible means to convert others into Christianity, or simply burn every unbeliever. That's stupid, that's brutal, and also horrifying, right? Confucius once famously said, "Don't do unto others what you don't want others do unto you." 己所不欲，勿施于人。The wisdom of social tolerance was already there 2,500 years ago, so why not pick it up and stick with it? And that is all for today's show. Hope you enjoyed it, and see you next time. Bye-bye.